Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I'm going through my process, and I'm doing better, and I'm very thankful for that. I love the full moon in Leo, and all my kitties think they're king or queen today.
All the kitties of this world think they're king or queen today.
It's so funny. It's like they're posturing and they're trying to take territory. There's been a little bit of hissing. But for the most part, they want more territory. Now, you know me. I have a big house. There's only four cats here. Well, I have to tell you, they're taking all my seats. I have no place to sit now. They are so funny. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you gotta love them.
Oh, yeah. They're doing their purrings and they're doing their roarings. But I always like the full moon in Leo, and I think part of it is because even if there's no other planets angling off with it, I love the higher mind and the heart chakra in opposition trying to balance each other. And in this chart, of course, we have the T-square. The Uranus now direct in Taurus. So I put out a lot of things, and I'm sure you read them, and I put them out for the show tonight. To stand your ground, though, if you know you're right, and whatever you might say could be an epiphany for another person that can't blend their higher mind and their heart about their circumstances. So there's a power in a fixed square, although it takes a while to go through the realization process, is what I see here. So tell me what you think about this chart.
Oh, well, you know, it's an interesting time that we live in, is what I find with this. I started with the full moon chart and looking at the full moon chart. And, you know, it really is that sun-shining, dynamic Leo full moon, okay, where the soul must shine. And I so agree with everything you said about this. This is about standing with the truth. It is about staying with what is actually true and right and taking that higher ground. In looking at this, I found it fascinating that we have several conjunctions coming up within the next 10 days. And it
right.
is about the higher mind. And so we start off with that dynamic and that will and the challenge of the square of Venus-Mars. Even though it's mutable, it gives us options. And I like that part of it, that even though there's a challenge, we have that mutable point there to where, again, remember, nothing is just one way. There isn't one road to go on this. You have options. It's a choice to the individual of how they're going to do it. And I love that about this because, again, here, it gives you the, I can do this. I can rise to the challenge in my life today, and I can by looking at and examining those options. The first one that comes up February 11th before we go on the show next week is the Mercury-Pluto conjunction, which is a psychological change. And so during this week we're going to be really examining the evidence, looking at what it is, and then making that psychological change. Because the next one after that, which I just really love, I think it's really sweet, is the Venus-Neptune conjunction, which comes on the 15th. When it comes on the 15th, it really is going to be to our benefit to keep that faith, to take that higher ground, to see the bigger picture in whatever it is at that time. because the next day the Sun and Saturn have their conjunction together on the 16th. And what happens on that one is now we have all the tools. Now we have all the knowledge, and we can execute it for our higher, most greater being. I love that about this time period that we live in.
Well, I agree with most of the things you said, but I disagree with a couple of things you said. And one of them has to do with Venus conjuncting Neptune. And Mars is still in Gemini until the 23rd of March. So when they conjunct, they're both going to be in square to Mars and Gemini. Okay? And so what's going to happen at that point in time is people are going to understand that they're not living their life to its fullest. They're going to see what's missing. Okay? Then when the Sun conjuncts Saturn, Aquarius, they need to choose to be the unique individual they are with their workplace, their relationship, their family. So I see it as much more challenging in some ways, but I think for the best. Okay?
I know I'm always on the optimistic side and hopeful side. There are challenges to this. That Mars-Venus challenge at square is really, again, we've got some times that are a little difficult ahead of us that we have to navigate through. And again, slow and steady wins the race. Impulsiveness does not.
But some of it's internal and some of it's external, okay? When we look at Venus-Mars squares, okay, looking at the divine masculine and the divine feminine within all of us, okay? And however we demonstrate that energy, like where do we put our passion, where do we put our devotion, okay? So this is a really amazing time of evaluation when no planet is retrograde. I find that interesting, okay? So rather than the past, with all the retrogrades we've been through, the past has played a large role in a lot of decisions we've been trying to make, okay? But it was a little premature because of the retrogrades. Now we're going to see the options, almost looking through a very, very clear, beautiful picture window, okay? So it's going to be different this time. People say, you know what, I've been doing this business for this amount of time. I've worked in the industry for this amount of time. My kids have just gone away to college. I'm going through all these changes. I think it's going to clarify the way that we determine our new decisions moving forward. And I think there's a unique power in that over the next 6 weeks.
I agree with that. Very unique
mm-hmm.
power.
Yep. And that's all good. Like I said, there's nothing bad. People fear change, but sometimes change can bring them to the ultimate bliss and the ultimate epiphany. And I think now that all the plants are going to be direct, yippee, right? Jacqueline, yippee!
Yes. Let's move forward.
Tour, yeah. I think people are going to start to even see the things that they defined in a new way. Okay.
I agree.
I thought I was completely like blocked in. Now I'm seeing a door. I'm seeing a window. I'm seeing a path I didn't see on the side. I mean, I think. I like the mutable square, okay, with Venus and Neptune in Mars. Because I think the mutable square, again, gives us inner options to consider something new or maybe more than one option. And I love the Aquarian energies coming together, too, because the Sun conjunct Saturn. We have to remember everything we've learned, everything we've taught. Are we walking our talk? And say to ourselves, why don't I take my own damn good advice? And I have to tell you, I'm already feeling this myself, personally, okay? But I wanted to share that with the people on the show tonight. because it is important to understand that you're going to have choices in this life. Your will will never be taken from you, and you can only make a decision on the basis of what you have in front of you or what you know, knowing that maybe you need to be able to tweak it later, or maybe it's not the time to make the change. And stand on that truth. This full moon, it's a fixed T-square. Be sure. Have courage. Use your higher mind and your heart to look at what now could maybe change your life in a unique way and help many, many others, even more than you envision. Because a lot of people that call us, you know, Jack, and, you know, both of us, we're on the spiritual path. We all want to help others in some way with our gifts. And this is giving us license to look at it maybe with a renewed perspective.
I agree. I like that, renewed perspective. That's a good way of putting it.
They just
I
came
like
to
that
me.
Word.
It wasn't mine. I got it. So you want to take a caller? Ready?
Okay. How about we go for the first one?
All right. All right. Love you, girl. All right.
Love you, too.
780, you're on air.
Hey, ladies. It's Jay calling from Canada again. Sorry to bother you.
Hey, Jay, you're never a
bother. Always happy to receive you, my friend. How are you doing?
Well, we've got something going on. Hey, thanks, Jacqueline. And I was talking about regarding my termination of my employment at my current company I'm with right now on the 24th, but Thursday or Friday, they offered me if they want to go for a couple more months. So I'm not sure what to do right now because my coworker has decided to actually invoke that date. He will not be moving on in the company, but the manager said, hey, would you like to work for a couple more months so we can get something established at a new location? So I'm just debating this. I was quite surprised to hear this, and I'm not sure what to do if it's – and then that's a couple more months until April 28th. So, yeah, I don't know what to do.
I think it could go all the way into the end of June.
Really?
Just looking at your chart.
What?
Again, because Jupiter's sitting on your sun right now, it magnifies everything it touches. It's the largest planet. So this is an opportunity for you. Don't worry about your coworker. Don't re-examine that because of somebody else's trajectory. Okay? I really think this could be a gift to give you a little bit more time to re-examine what you're doing. Chiron's going to be passing also over your Mercury, which means that right now you can be a solution for them when they have not another recourse, okay? And so even if you move on, it's going to give you something better on your resume to move forward. I don't think it's a bad thing. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Thanks, Aphrodite.
Well, I do think, you know, in a lot of ways it's a gift given. But I go back to is this really what you want to do? Okay, because, again, are you postponing it because you're fearful of moving on, or are you doing it because it would benefit the company and yourself?
I think it'd be benefit for the company and myself because it'd give me a couple months of paycheck basically, but also give someone time to actually, you know, look for a job just in case. So I've got that
time. It
gives
you time
right?
to be more creative, I think. Because Neptune is very close to your Mars right now. So I think it's going to be the opportunity to create a plan A and a plan B. I think it's going to serve you, and you can serve them and show them an aliquot of loyalty. At the time. What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I right with this? I feel it's okay.
That's the reason why I asked that question, is because I wanted to see where you're at with this, okay? Again, you're not running and escaping in the circumstances of this, and I think it's a divine intervention. Again, you have the Arabic part of fortune happening through your first house. Aphrodite already talked about the Jupiter effect. It really is about slowing things down, because we talked about that fixed T-square. And that fixed T-square is in conjunction with your Venus and your sixth house of day-to-day work, okay? And so here again, sudden surprises can occur during this period of time as it is transiting over that Venus. I don't think this is your final opportunity. I think there's others out there is what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
Take my time and really look at what my passion is, like we were talking about, and really see what your vision is and go for that while you have this couple months to really make this transition. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, it does. I've been looking at the job postings, and it's kind of just strange that they are still posting. But, you know, there's a matter of timing. If there's an economic, you know, collapse or something like that, could affect my job, looking for a job. But it was quite surprising to see these posts on for more than 30 days.
Look at, and again here, you're worrying about the downside and the other shoe dropping. You have so many guardian angels over here that I say,
yes,
follow your passion, grab that brass ring, wait for the right one to come along. Don't think, oh, these things are going to dry up. Okay, this is my concern with you. Don't grab at the first thing. Okay, it is about grabbing for exactly what you want, because you can get it during this time period. Okay, so really only focus on what you really want, because you can have it.
I know what I want. I'm going to have plan A and plan B, so I'm just rewriting my resume and cover letter to suit the job I'm actually looking for.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do
but
that.
You have to understand, where are you coming from? Is a place of devotion? And you need to be coming from a place that you want to live your heart's desire. Don't settle for less. You've been giving right now an epiphany of a time period to reevaluate and maybe look at it from a new perspective. Take advantage of it. Okay, Jay, take advantage of it. Say, okay, so now I'm secure for a couple months. I got this going on. So now I can look at other things without the spirit of fear, but the spirit of victory. I love that for you with Jupiter sitting on your damn sun right now. Okay. And Aries, a sign of the warrior. Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Choose to live your truth and see what shows up, and take this as a buffer for you to find that truth. I think it's going to end up being amazing, by the way. Just my take on it.
Yes. I feel that I should go for the 2 months, and it will buy me some time to look at things. As you said, more specifically what I want, and see what's out there. Don't take anything for granted. So, as in the
you're about
anything,
to go through your Saturn return. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And that's big. It only happens every 28 to 29 years in your lifetime. Okay? And you're about to go through your Saturn return, which is in Pisces, and it's on the cusp. Okay? Aquarius and Pisces. It's about higher mind. It's about your deep sense of compassion, desire to help others, your powers of imagination, and your powers to deal with technology in the world today. All of this is going on with you. All of this is going on with you right now. And that's why don't look at what you want to settle for. Take the high road. Grab, as Jacqueline said, grab the gold ring. So I know where I need to be. I know what I can manifest. I know what I can create. I'm going to encourage courage for you right now. Is that fair?
There you go.
Courage.
I like that.
I like that.
Encourage, because I think you are so amazing, but you're so humble, sometimes you forget how much courage has taken to live your spiritual life and your technical life, and you've done them simultaneously in an amazing way. You've never dropped the ball. You have never hurt anybody intentionally. You brought a lot of people to a different level. Understand, you were given gifts when you came here, but you engaged your will, and you helped so many. No, now it's time to become the great teacher, and this will be your time to do that. Okay?
Hmm. Well, I wrote down what you were just saying, and that's going to stick in my mind.
You realize that this show is recorded on the front page of my website. If you want to go to my front page of my website tomorrow morning, you can hear this again if you need to do that. Thank you for taking notes. That makes me feel special. And Jacqueline, too, we love you.
Love you, too.
But like I said, I think, again, sometimes we only see where we're stuck. We don't see the big picture. And I'm so guilty of the same. So that's why I can see it in others, because been there, done that, and probably go there again. But again, I take the highest road I can to deal with the challenge I face. And when I do that and then I am just still, it's interesting what appears. Very interesting what appears.
Take the highest road, eh? Hmm.
Yeah. You know, there's less traffic when you take the high road.
Yeah. As in a Robert Frost poem, you know, road less traveled. True.
Road less traveled.
Yep.
If you can dream it, you can create it. Neptune hasn't sat on this star in Pisces for 165 years. In the next 90 days, it's going to conjoin your Mars. This is a once-in-a-lifetime to live what you envision. Know that strong. Know the universe is working with you. Display doubt. Wait for it. Roll with it. Fly with it. Swim with it. I don't care how you do it, okay? But this is amazing. You're in your Jupiter return, too, which only happens every 12 years. So you have a lot of planets like right now lining up to bring you where you wanted to be, but you, for some reason, you couldn't read the signposts on the way. You were sure how to proceed. Try to stay secure. And a lot of us have been doing that. A lot of it has to do with what we're absorbing from the outside world as well as what we're feeling inwardly right now with things that are going on the planet. It's fine.
Right.
But you personally, honey, you're, from what I'm seeing, you're in great space. What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I crazy? I think I'm right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I'll say this because I hear you on the tension of it, Jay. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime passage, and you have the courage and the ability to make this transformation and change. I'm so with Aphrodite on this part, it isn't even funny. So you only have one life to live is what I'm going to say. You might as well balls out and do it, okay? And
right.
So take the leap. I
mm-hmm.
think you'll find it amazing of where you land.
Take the leap and know you have wings, okay?
Trust.
I had to say that today for you. Yeah, trust. Yep. Don't look at gravity, look at levitation. That's all I'm going to say. All right, look, keep in touch. So we have to go to the next call. We have all these people on hold right now. But we love you. We're so thankful you checked in with us again. And we're happy now some of the dynamics have changed, so you can make some immediate decisions knowing the big decisions are going to come to fruition right on time. This is great for you.
Divine timing. And we are always grateful for your guidance. And I listen to what's going on with the stars. I got to look at every point of intuitive information and astrology, so I always, it's helpful for me making decisions. So cause sometimes an Aries can be so, hot-headed and just jump to conclusions. So,
but you have to understand that Aries is the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb.
Yeah.
Because part of you wants to be a shepherd for many. Don't forget what lies behind your integrity. Okay? Know that you're here to be a leader in an amazing spiritual way, and you will be the shepherd. And that time is coming soon. And I know you're already prepared for it, even though you can't see it. So know the universe already knows. That's the beautiful thing about astrology. The universe already knows, Jay. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Check in with us next week. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. I'll check out. I'll keep you updated as much as I can.
All right. Do that.
So.
We love you. All right. God bless.
God bless. Thanks, everybody, on the whole story. And thanks, Jacqueline.
Take care. Good luck.
Take care. Blessings to y'all and to you, too. Bye.
God bless the gifted right now. We're all needed. The people that have the gifts right now, we need to put it out there big time. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 630, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dion.
I'm sorry, you
Say
said...
Again?
Dion.
Oh, okay. You've called in before, haven't you?
Yep.
I know you.
I sure have.
12573. Now I know you.
Yes.
Took me a minute. You're a little fuzzy.
I am. Okay.
I had December 7th, 1969.
No, it's December 5th, 1973.
All right.
Okay.
1:21 a.m. Oaklawn,
yeah.
Illinois.
And where do you live now, Dion?
I'm in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
What city?
Lake Geneva.
Geneva.
Lake Geneva? Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
So what would you like to know from us tonight?
Okay, so I always think I want to move to Miami. Like, I feel like it's just, that's, I pick out a town and it's like either this town or I'm not moving to Florida. But the smart thing to do is to go take a trip there. So I'm expecting a check soon, and I'm going to take a road trip because I'm bringing my dog, and I just want to know if you see that coming for me, the road trip to see if
really,
I'm
really, really soon.
There.
It's right on you.
Yeah.
Yep. It's right on
really?
You. Now, when I relocate people, I use their progress chart. Now, the progress chart is a person you're becoming. It has to do with your involvement. And the sun progresses a degree a year, the moon progresses a degree a month. So even though you had a vision for a long period of time, from just what I'm seeing with the transits for the show tonight, Jupiter is sitting right on your moon in Aries. This is so the time to make the journey. And it's in trine to your Neptune, not your sun just yet. But it's close enough, because Jacqueline would say it's close enough. And I honor her. I love her. Yeah. But I have to say, you are so on target right now. I'm so happy to see your own intuition in place. Pluto, a planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, hasn't set on this degree of Capricorn since the Revolutionary War is sitting on your Venus in the fourth house of home in Capricorn. And the fourth house usually rules places that you're going to be living by the water. That's interesting. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think this thing's coming within the next couple of weeks. I think you're going to be really surprised. I think you're really going to be surprised at how this transformation and change is coming. Aphrodite's talked a lot, about the beautiful aspects that are just, again here upon you at this time. It is about that full transformation and change, and it is for your own greater benefit. Mercury is going to go over your Jupiter in about 2 to 3 weeks. This is where I'm saying things are going to transform and change.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I think that's
wow.
when you're going to be able to move on and expand and grow. So I have patience, because it's going to be close enough to me in trine with that Mars to really force you to make that trip down. And really, what I would do on this trip is I'd be very investigative. I would be checking everything out. I would be doing everything I can to see what community I want to live in. I will be driving there, seeing other places. I, again, do your due diligent research for the next couple of weeks of option A, option B. I can't stress enough about how you should have multiple options when you come down here to look at, and not just the one directive, because, again, be open to different things. You never know what you're going to find, okay? You know, I look at your Mercury and Scorpio and all that Sag energy, and I lean more towards Palm Beach area for you instead of Miami.
Yep.
Okay. Just saying, you
it's
know,
Scorpio City.
I think about that, you know.
I want to know if there's a man involved. Is there a man involved, honey?
No, but I heard that there's one. But this is for a long time, but there's no time, I guess, in the spiritual world. But what I was told was, is once I move, then I will meet somebody like almost immediately after. I don't know.
I'm seeing with Mars still in Gemini, in your ninth house of distant travel, is opposing your sun over the next week. Okay? So there's going to be more than one man option. Okay? There might be one where you are, and there might be one where you're going. Just so you know that I'm seeing this. And the reason I'm saying this is because you are very independent as a Sag, but you're also very we-oriented. You want to share your journey with another, don't you?
Yeah, yes.
Yep, and that's great, because Jupiter's going through Aries this year. It's only there every 12 years. Now, it did go in last year early, then it retrograded through Pisces, but now it's back in Aries. It's going to be sitting on your moon when you make the journey. It's going to be transiting to your seventh house of close personal relationships until the 26th of May this year, coming out. So, that being said, there can be more than one option with a man. I just want you to know this part, so don't jump, okay? Make sure that you can be you with whatever person you choose to be with. Right, Jacqueline? Am I right?
Exactly.
Yep.
I think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the both
You're
of
welcome.
You,
and you
taking my call.
And you keep us posted, because we want to know about your journey. We're so happy to have you calling tonight. You rock and roll,
okay,
girl. Go with it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
A lot going on in that chart, right, Jacqueline? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a lot going on in that chart. She's got a lot of shifts and changes in her life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Air code 646, you're on the air. Hi.
Good evening. Happy Sunday. This is Priscilla.
Hey, Priscilla, I knew that voice.
You recognize my
voice. How you
voice,
doing, sweetheart?
Yeah. I'm doing okay. Still no offer, but like I said, I just wanted to update you and see if anything changed with a full moon, if you see anything different. Last Sunday when I spoke to somebody did come back for the second time, and my agent says they're saying they're going to put in an offer. I don't know. What do you see? Like, will it be something solid and strong, or Will it be them or someone else?
Where do you live now, Priscilla? I know you were born in India, right? Where do you live
now? Yes, I was in New York City. I'm in New York City.
All right.
Sure.
And where are you looking to move?
In New Jersey. I'm going to New Jersey, hopefully.
You're going to really be close. Okay. You're probably within 1 degree of arc from what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got it. Thank you. A full moon is normally what we see as a completion cycle. Okay?
Right, right.
And that's today. So that's cool. Now, so I'm looking at you with the full moon chart in New York.
Okay.
And you're going to have a lot of decisions to make. There's going to be more options than right now you can consider. You don't know them yet. They're coming in really quick. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's very important for you to be very present. And
mm-hmm.
some people meditate, some people do this and that, their yoga, whatever. But to you, as you're moving in this direction, I want you to spend time alone pondering. Because I think
mm-hmm.
that's where your power is right now. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, are you a worrywart by nature?
You would ask that after, really? You're looking at her chart. Of course she is.
Well,
I want to tell you, you're going through a
one-time passage in your life right now. Okay?
Of what?
Because sometimes you let your worry delay your progress. But that's not going to be allowed with this particular full moon we're in right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have three planets in Virgo, and they are in trine to Uranus and Taurus, which is in the T-square with the sun and moon, today. So what's going to happen here is something very different. So there's going to be, instead of being all the things you worry about and all the things you don't know if you can handle and all that stuff, no, you're going to come down to two choices here, just two. That, for you, is easy, right? That's like a freaking cakewalk, right?
Yeah. But how do you know if it's two choices for me in terms of buying a house, or is it two choices in terms of offer on my condo? How do you know which it is?
I think it's both.
Oh, okay.
Because Mars in Gemini is sitting on your north node in Gemini, your 12th house of hidden resources. So the resource of what you're going to buy and the resource of what you're trying to sell right now is kind of up for grabs. And you are in an active T-square with that. Okay? And that being said, Venus is sitting right on your Saturn in Pisces. So I know you have a realtor who really has your back, right?
I think so. I hope so. I mean,
And I think so too. So there could be a bidding war on both.
Because
everything comes in twos. It's a twin energy, okay? And it's also in square to your Mars in Scorpio. So don't rush it. I think take your time. If a couple of days go by, don't panic. Don't get that worrywart things. Know that something amazing is about to happen. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so like what you just said. Okay.
Thank you.
Drama is not your friend.
It's so cool. I love this. Waterfront property, honey, is where you need to be.
But the properties I'm looking at actually are not near the water. They're not waterfront. So.
No, but I know there's a spring there. I know you can create a water fountain. There's something about water, living water, that's going to serve you.
I see. Okay. All right. Yeah, so Jacqueline, what were you saying? I would love everybody to
And here again, I think you're over-worried about circumstances. I think you're impatient at this point
in
time.
I'm impatient right now. More impatient than worried, yes. More impatient than worried right
and
now, at least.
Does you no good. Okay.
I know.
Because you have no control over this. That Capricorn moon is giving you the challenge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it, you want to move on, you want to fix this, and you want to be. What I am going to say about this is that it is giving you time to really look at your options and trust and have faith, because I cannot not see this happening within the next few weeks, okay? And
within the next few weeks.
Your full transition, it's a process. Your full transition is when Mars goes over your Jupiter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, easily a month, 6 weeks away, okay? So when that happens, when Mars goes over your Jupiter, you're going to find that you're going to be catapulted into your new lifestyle. Okay, so only got 4 to 6 weeks. That's nothing. It really
could that
is
be
nothing.
When, could the 4 to 6 weeks be when I'm closing? Because I don't want to wait that long for an offer.
You're moving. No, you're moving. Mars, action, moving, change, physical
change during that
4 to 6 weeks.
Within the next 2 weeks,
something's going to occur to give you that answer. And so I'm saying, you might as well work that this is the last, you know, period of time that you have of silence before it gets crazy, okay?
I see.
You're going to be moving. Things are going to be going. With Mars and Gemini, there's a whole heck of a lot of action going on, and you're going to be multitasking and going nuts at that point in time, okay?
Oh,
yes, ma'am. That's why you have to take time to ponder at the end of the day so you don't lose your picture.
Right. Make lots of lists and keep checking them off.
And here again, you're getting the calm right now, which can give you the time to prepare. And I say instead of trying to push it, instead of trying to worry about it and want to move on, get ready. Get your preparedness here. I say go have a massage. Do something nice for yourself and relax a little bit again here. Let's transition because you're going to be nuts in about 6 weeks. You're just going to be flying 150 miles an hour. So.
Okay. Well,
prepare yourself.
Okay. Prepare myself. Okay. So hopefully this lady comes
you
through
keep
and
us
makes
posted,
your offer.
Okay?
I will, guys. Thank you. I really, really appreciate your input and guidance. You're fantastic. God bless you.
And thank you for calling. And keep us posted. We're so excited for you.
Oh, I will. Of course I will. You guys are on my journey together with me. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
God
you.
God bless you, sweetheart.
All right. God bless. Bye.
What a sweetheart. I love it when all the choices come up at once. Sometimes it's very disarming, but it's good to know that your change is imminent.
Yes.
You know? And I love that. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Echo 330, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening, ladies. This is Leslie from Holly Springs, Mississippi.
How are you, Leslie?
I'm doing good.
I like to hear that.
Yes. I've been here since April of last year, and I'm loving my job here at this small, old private liberal arts college here just outside of Memphis. And I feel I'm going to get another one-year contract because my colleagues, the students, and the leadership likes me so well. And I plan on getting a vehicle. January 30th.
I gotcha. And where are you right now? Where have you been for the last year?
Before that, I was in Manhattan, Kansas, and I've been here in Holly Springs since April of last year.
So you're about a year. So what's the name of the city? I want to know that.
Yeah, the city is Holly Springs.
And I don't have you for some reason. So it's January 30th, what year?
1980.
And what time were you born?
7:14 p.m.
In Akron, Ohio.
Oh, Akron. Wow. It's an interesting
I have
place.
So many Holly Springs here. What state am I looking at?
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Okay. Oh, I love that. You've got your dream job.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I love that.
You're experiencing a little bit of heaven. Oh, my word, you're experiencing a little bit of heaven here. This is great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because around this time last year, I got offered the position.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
We should probably look at our solar return. Because that's really close. And that's your specialty, Jacqueline.
What springs?
Holly Springs,
H-O-L-L-Y. Mississippi. It's Mary County, isn't it?
It's Marshall County.
Yep, got it.
There's a bazillion. Wow, that's crazy. I would have never known that there were that many Holly Springs.
Yep.
Wow. Sometimes
Pluto's
it's funny.
Pluto's opposing your moon now for 2 years.
Oh, wow, nice.
All about finding your power. Okay?
Right.
And you have found it. Now, Saturn is going to be passing over your south in the seventh house. Are you in a relationship right now?
I am not in a relationship. I'm just looking for that right, that correct woman. And I do plan to find someone outside of my race.
All right. I'm going to tell you one thing. Look for the unusual. Don't predispose yourself. Some people say pray specifically. Some people say just give it to the divine. Right now, be on a no-rule system. Because you're going to, if you do end up in a relationship, which I think is coming soon, it's going to be very unique and not all of anything you've ever envisioned, by the way. It's going to come on like a train. It's going to come on like a train. Because you are ready. I mean, let me put it this way. You've been preparing yourself. And even though you don't think you're ready, I know you are. Now, so what was your big question tonight?
I'm so happy now with my job. I know I'm getting another contract. I know I'm going to see somebody, but the main thing is I'm planning on getting a vehicle here by the end of March, and I'm planning on doing a test drive here in the next 2 weeks. And I've been praying and hoping for the right kind of automobile, but it's going to cost a lot of money also with insurance. And I want the vehicle that will be the right fit for me because I also want one with a backup camera. I'm overcoming my fear, and I've got my full license.
And I'm going to say Jupiter in your solar return this year, Jupiter is in your third house, which is all about transportation. So it is about patience. It is about knowing the right one. And I say, keep looking until you find the right one. Everything in this chart is really calling you that this is not a bad thing for you. It is, Chiron's there, so you're facing a bunch of fears that you've had in the past by doing this. And I say, your fears are unfounded, release them. You've got a guardian angel over your shoulder, and as long as you really follow, don't compromise. If you don't like the deal, don't do it. There's another car every single minute that's on the market. You can find a car that's perfect for you, and I say wait and find that one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think you could make a big mistake. Sorry. I'm looking at your solar return. I'm looking at your transits on this full moon today. Okay? And I want to tell you what I'm seeing here. The third house does with local travel. If you're going to do long-term travel in a vehicle, you're going to want a different one, okay? You have to decide if it's going to be mostly about town, local stuff, or it's going to be something you want to take to a distance. Because I have a feeling that there's travel in your future. I think it's many more miles than right now you can see, but I see it, okay? So I am going to tell you, will you get a vehicle, okay? Make it the investment. Don't settle for less. You want something with good mileage on it. If it's a used, if it's new, that's great. But you want to be in a situation where if you're traveling over different pieces of terrain, that this vehicle is worthy to keep you safe, especially if there's storms or weather that you don't expect. So I'm seeing both of these things, and I don't even know why. I can't even point to a planet and say what I'm saying, but I just feel it inside myself, having traveled through most of my life. And what I'm seeing here, the most important thing is what you can see when you're inside any vehicle. I don't care if it's all-wheel drive. I don't care if it's big. I don't care if it's small. I want you to have no blind spots. Okay? So when you're test driving and you're looking into this, you want to make sure when you sit in that car, you feel you can see everything. It could be electronic. It could be part of the vehicle itself, the way it was created now, because we have all these cool things. It can help us park, do all these things. That's fine, too. But I want you to be sure that when you take a vehicle to a distance, that every single thing, you can see it. It's almost like it's driving a song. Is my angel saying, I'm just going to give you that, because I don't know how that came in, but it just came in tonight, okay? Are you
right.
Still there?
I'm liking all of this. You're doing the blind spot and also doing the three-point check.
Yep. Now, I want to ask you something. It's probably none of my business. Is that okay?
Yeah, go right ahead.
How's your health?
It's pretty good right now because I'm going to my intake doctor's appointment on Tuesday.
Good. You need to get your butt in there. Okay.
Yeah, because health is always important to a lot of black men like me.
Is there diabetes in your family or hypoglycemia?
Yeah, you could say that. A lot of asthma, high blood pressure.
Well, I want you to take a look at your diet.
Yeah.
I want to take a deep look at your diet. Okay?
Yeah.
You can go to the doctor, he can do what he wants to do, that's all well and good, but right now you want more energy and you want to have the concentration. That's big right now with you in your chart.
Yeah.
I want you to take better care of you. You sometimes neglect yourself, don't you?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like that.
Yeah. This should have changed a few months ago. But because of the holidays, whatever's going on, you know, you have these ideas of what you're going to do, and you didn't do it, did you?
No. Yeah.
So, it's a new year, it's a new way, it's a new day, all right? And tonight, at this full moon, the sun is sitting on your Mercury in the sixth house of work and service and health. Now, I tell you something, this. Other people around you are going to make excuses about why they're not taking care of themselves. But you know what? You are just as guilty. And you need to take better care of you. Between now and the middle of March, you can make such a change And you could be so happy with how you feel if you do what you already set up, you never did it, okay? It's like all over your chart today. And I just wanted to let you know that you are right. Just engage it. Mercury's coming out of the shadow on the 7th, 2 days from now. Start to engage it in the next few days, and by the end of March, you are going to feel so good. I think you already have the right idea. You just haven't made it real, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Just, okay, so just now, take a little list, put it on your kitchen table, whatever you want to do, and just start to move in that direction and let it gain its own momentum. You're going to be going through your Venus return in Pisces over the next week, 10 days. And you know what? Knowing you did this as an act of self-love, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually, you're going to already feel that now you're taking good care of you. And everything else is going to come into place. Because the most important piece of real estate you'll ever have, the most important vehicle you will ever, you know, be mobile with, physical body that you're wearing, venerate it. Treat it as holy. Do the right thing. And do it really soon. Because you know what? It's going to change like the next, 14 years of your life. Okay?
Right.
All right? And I didn't mean to come on that strong, but it just spoke to me because of my medical background. And I said, it's important for you to take good care of you, hon. Okay?
Yes.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree.
Yep. And you let us know how you're doing, okay? You keep in touch with us.
All right. I will.
God bless. Sweet night.
Right.
So just a lot of Pisces Virgo stuff going on there. I really wanted her to take good care of herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes we forget. Yeah. We just get caught up in our mission or our people or whatever we think is most important that we kind of put ourselves to the side. And I'd like to see her bring them all up together. It's going to create a much more harmonious future for her. It's going to be good, really good. We're almost at the top of the hour, so we should tell people where they can find us.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. We love doing the show. We're so happy you're here tonight. If you need us in between, give us a call. We can help you with whatever you're looking at and give you a short reading or a longer one in much more detail. And we'll talk to you again next week. Happy full moon, everybody.
Happy full moon. Have a good week.
God bless. Bye.
Good night.